Nice to see so many little faces or young faces in the front row for help. I'm thankful that you're here tonight. It means there's another opportunity for the gospel to go forth, for you to hear the good news of salvation. Sing number 21 together. Decide for Christ today. In God's salvation see, yield soul and body, heart and will to Him who died for thee. Decide for Christ today. Thyself thou canst not save, helpless and guilty, dead and blind, no longer judgment brave. Decide for Christ today. Confess Him as thy Lord. Proclaim to all the Savior's worth how faithful is His word. Christ alone can save. Break the power of sin. Christ doth fully satisfy the heart that cleaves to Him. We sing number 21. Decide for ask the Lord for help. Pray. Well, I look around and I know we had these invitations that were printed and that were passed out. And I think that many of the young people went and passed them out as well with a desire that there would be ones that would come in. And be saved. But you know, I look around tonight and I'm not certain that I see anybody that I'm not used to seeing. And that tells me that there is a possibility that there is someone that I know here tonight who is still in their sins. And that breaks my heart. And that worries me. You know, lately I've felt an urgency. It was only a month ago that the Lord allowed me the privilege to speak the gospel at the conference in Hamer Bay. The verses that were before me were the verses in Matthew chapter 25 and 24. You know not the day or the hour. Acts chapter 1, the time or the season. And I wanted to impress upon those ones that night that the time is short. That was a month ago. And what I want to impress upon you tonight, that the time is much shorter. I want to bring you in your life to seconds. I want you to understand that in the twinkling of an eye, in a moment, you can be ushered into eternity. Your time here is short, dear ones. It could end like that. And it's not my intention to bring sorrow to anyone tonight, but to wake you up. You know, I spoke to a man on Friday night here in this room. And he told me of the verse that says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Proverbs 27 and 1. And it reminded me of the verses in James chapter 4, which I cannot quote quite as well. James chapter 4. Similar verse 14. "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life?" What is your life? "It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." In Truro one Lord's Day, Brother Dale Stewart got up for Sunday school to speak to the children. And he took a string and he ran it. He got the kids to help and he ran it all the way around the room. And it was to represent your life and eternity. And it just kept going and going. But he pointed out how much of that string was your life. It wasn't very much. It wasn't very much. I stood up in that room in Hamer Bay. Somebody had told me that weekend that I had to break my teeth to speak the gospel, and that it was a good place to do it because it was a small room. But there was a man in that room that night who I loved, and he was sitting right about where my wife is sitting tonight. And you know, he's not here tonight. It was only a month ago He is not here tonight. Your life is but a vapor. Here one second, gone the next. Why do you wait? What are you waiting for? The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. What are you waiting for? The Lord Jesus loves you. Can you imagine anyone else going willingly and being nailed up to a cross of wood for you? Can you imagine anyone willingly allowing ones to put a crown of thorns in their head, to spit in their face for you? The Lord Jesus did it. Consider the things that you have done in your life. Remember, you were born in sin. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. He took every one of your sins upon himself while he was nailed to that cross of wood for you and for me. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And our brother read the verses this morning that soldier pierced his side and shed his precious blood. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. But you have to believe it. You have to take it. You know, I read a story the other day. Our brother Tim Roach wrote an update on Malawi. And there was a wedding. Brother Austin and Grace, Sister Grace, were getting married. And it should be a joyous thing to have our family together, God's Word, be joined in marriage. And as the day was approaching, they were gathering together. They were going to be together for a special time. The grandmother, she was on a three-wheeled cart, I believe, and a speeding motorcycle came down the road and hit it with Grace's grandmother on it. She's dead. She is gone. She is gone. That quick. Seconds, dear ones, seconds. You think you have time? You don't have time. You know, there's a little boy in that story, his name's Gabriel. Gabriel had malaria. He had malaria and he was sick. And the doctors, they let him out of the hospital and he came home. But he wasn't better. And they took him back many times for more treatment. And they kept sending Gabriel home. And you know, finally they rushed Gabriel in because he needed oxygen. The power went out. The electricity went out. He couldn't get oxygen. Gabriel died. 13 years old, young ones. 13. We think we live in a society where they can flip on generators, where they can give us power, where we can get more time. Maybe we can buy more time. Maybe we can last a little bit longer. No, you don't know. Your life is but a vapor. Here for a second, then gone. I like the snowmobile. I knew a fella that had a wife and two children, and she was pregnant. And he went to a place in Nova Scotia, we call it the Cape Breton Highlands, and he unloaded his snowmobile. And he said, "I'm going to go ahead and I'll see you at the top." It was a pretty straightforward trail. It had one corner and then it was straight to the top. He took off, and when he got to the corner, somebody's snowmobile was parked where it shouldn't have, and he went to go around it. And as he went to go around it, a snowmobile was coming the other way, and they were going too quick, and they hit. My friend was ushered into eternity like that. He did not see his wife, his children, or the child that she carried. He was gone. All of those people had one thing in common. They were all sinners. All of those people All four of those people mentioned would have had the opportunity to make a choice. You have an opportunity right now to make a choice. Decide for Christ today. I cannot tell you if they're in heaven or if they're in hell. I never spoke to my friend about the Lord Jesus. I'm ashamed to tell you tonight. I didn't tell him. And so I suspect he's in a lost eternity. Forever. Where do you want to spend your eternity? Yes? Heaven? Good answer. Good answer. My friend that was at Hamer Bay that is not here tonight, I believe he's in heaven. 100%. So I ask you, you have a choice. I'd like to, before we go further, sing another hymn if we could. Number 25. Life at best is very brief. Like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of a sheaf, be in time. Fleeting days are telling fast that the die will soon be cast and the fatal line be passed, be in time. Be in time, be in time, while the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you may find no open gate and your cry be just too late. Be in time. Life at best is very brief,
like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of a sheaf, be in time. Fleeting days are passing fast, that the die will soon be cast, and the fatal line be passed, be in time. Be in time.
Decide for Christ today. Be in time. Seconds, dear ones. Just seconds. Well, I consider the Philippian jailer and how he was in that prison watching over Paul and Silas, and it was a dark place. And it reminds me of how you and I, in our sins, are in a dark place. This hymn says, come from darkness into light. And I told my son I was going to mention this tonight, but we were in his room a week or so ago. And he was going to say his prayers with me. And he looked up on the ceiling. There was a fly. The rest of the house was dark, but there was a fly, a light on in his room, and the fly was on the ceiling. He said, why do you think it's here? I said, well, I think it's attracted to the light. I think it's attracted to the light. It was dark everywhere else. It didn't want to be where the darkness was. It wanted to come into the light. And that Philippian jailer, you know, we prayed earlier, and in the prayer it was that those of you that were saved already might be bright lights. That Philippian jailer saw something in those two men that night, and he wanted it. And he cried out to them. He said, what must I do to be saved? The answer was, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. In thy house. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You know, I had a lot of verses that came to mind as I was driving here. People often say, oh, that's such a long trip. But it's pretty nice because it gives a lot of time to consider things as you drive. And I thought of Paul in Acts chapter 26, how he turned from darkness to light. And I thought of the Lord Jesus and how he, in John 1, was the light of the world. In John 8, I better turn to that. In John 8, in verse 12 he said, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. That little fly was attracted to light. What are you attracted to tonight? You love darkness rather than light? Is that why you haven't decided for Christ yet? Do you prefer the things of this world instead of the things of the Lord? I want to tell you about when I was a little boy. Because I want you to know what I think it would feel like to be like those ones in Matthew chapter 24. There were two in the field, and then there were one. There were two grinding, and then there were one. I was saved when I was just a little boy. I love the Lord Jesus. I love singing Jesus Loves Me. And I don't recall if it was coming home from school one day or waking up from a nap. But I came out into the house,
and it was empty. It was empty. My mother was always home. So I called, "Mom! Where are you? Mom!" No reply. And I remember being taught that if I didn't ask the Lord Jesus to wash my sins away, and I remember being taught that if I didn't ask the Lord Jesus to come into my heart, and I remember being taught that if He came to take all those that believe in Him to heaven, that I would be all alone. And I thought, well, I'm sure I asked the Lord Jesus to save me. Maybe I made a mistake. I thought I was all alone. I thought the Lord came and left me. I thought I had made a mistake and didn't do it right. And so I cried. And I cried for my mom. You know, my mother was just at my aunt's next door. She wasn't very far away. But that's what it felt like. Are you going to be left behind? Are you going to remember these things that were spoken to you? Maybe you've gone to meeting your whole life and heard these things over and over and over again. Maybe you thought you were tired of hearing them. But I want to wake you up tonight. I want you to listen. Taxis can hit you too. You can take heart attacks. It can be over for you that quick. Why are you waiting? What does Satan have in this world that is so valuable to you that you would not accept the gift of God, eternal life? What does he have that is so powerful that you can't give it up? So that you could receive everlasting life in heaven. Why would you choose hell? Why would you choose eternal darkness over a place that shines so bright and there's no need of the sun there? Why would you choose the other? Dear ones, decide for Christ today. Can I tell you a story about Bert? My kids have heard this story before, so... Bert grew up just like I did, just like most of you did, I believe. Going to Sunday school every week. Hearing about the Lord Jesus. And you know, Bert got a little bit older, like some of the guys back here. And he decided he was too old for Sunday school. So he stopped going. Bert started to enjoy the things of the world, the things that Satan had to offer. He started drinking and gambling, hanging out in places that the Lord would not have us to be. And he became quite popular with that crowd. And he liked it. As Bert got a little bit older, one night, he was heading out to the regular club to meet the guys. And he was going by the place where he had grown up going to Sunday school. And there was a sign out front. Special gospel meeting. Bert couldn't help himself. He went to the door and he peeked in. It looked just like it always did. Imagine. Man was getting up to head to the front and Bert snuck in the back, sat in the back row. Thought, what can it hurt? For old time's sake, I'll sit for a minute and listen. The Lord loves you. The Lord loved Bert. Bert sat down and this preacher gave out a hymn. And Bert recognized the hymn. And at first he was a little bit self-conscious, but before he knew it, he was singing. Just like everybody else. That man got up and spoke. And Bert listened. And he spoke. To the sinners in the room. And you know, Bert felt like he was the only one that was lost. He felt that that man was talking directly to him. Dear ones, if you are in your sins tonight, I am talking directly to you. And I hope you're listening. Because you're on your way to hell. Bert listened to that message. And you know, he repented. He realized his whole life had been a waste. It had been for nothing. And he asked right there the Lord Jesus to wash his sins away. He owned that he was a sinner. He asked him to come into his heart. And he was saved right then. Decide for Christ today. Be in time. You've got a second, maybe. Might be all you have. You know, Bert was saved and he left the room and walked out into the street. And he remembered where he had been heading that night. And so he took a walk down by the club. And he opened the door and he walked in. And all his friends, "Come on, Bert. Come on over. Have a drink. Let's have a game of cards." Bert said, "No more, friends. No more." He said, "I've come to tell you that these hands won't touch those cards ever again. These hands won't pick up the drink ever again. Because the Lord saved me. And I belong to Him. And I've led you all down the wrong road all these years because I knew better. And I want you to have what I have and to be saved tonight." Well, I don't know if any or how many might have got saved, but Bert got saved. And if there's only one of you in here tonight that is still in your sins, I pray you will be saved right now. I pray that you will repent of your sins, that you will change your mind, have a new way of thinking, that you will want to live your life for Christ. Because your life here is but a vapor. It is so short. Here for a second and then gone. Decide for Christ today. Can we sing, "What Can Wash Away My Sins"? Number 32. "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of..."
I was thinking of that hymn because we used to sing it so much at the gospel tent when I was a boy. And I won't go on much further, but you know, it says, "Nothing good that I have done." And I was thinking this week of how we read in Isaiah that my righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Nothing good that I have done. And we read in Titus chapter 3, verse 5, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration," and so on. "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us." Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And you know, there's a verse that I like. I just thought of. We turn to it in Revelation. I think it's chapter 7. In Revelation 7 and verse 13, partway through, it says, "What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Nothing but the blood of Jesus. He can take all your filthy stains, all your sins away, and wash them in His precious blood and make you white as snow. Decide for Christ today. That is our hope. He says, "I've gone to prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." He longs for you, dear ones. If you are still in your sins, He has waited this long. You may only have a second. Let's pray.